Quiet Desperation by Alfred C. Martino. Read by Patrick Lawler. $1 million. The words rush through my mind, filling me with the kind of fevered thrill I only ever experienced throwing touchdowns on a varsity football field 2 decades ago. Other times, the repugnance of what I will be paid to do weighs so heavily on me that I feel as if I'm caught in a whirlpool, struggling against the current until I become exhausted and my soul is pulled down the swirling spiral. Sweat trickles along my temples, eventually touching the corners of my mouth. The slight taste of salt returns me from these incessant mental battles to a dark motel room intermittently illuminated by the blinking red neon sign of the Valley Inn. On the nightstand, a telephone sits silently, and beside it, a lamp, faded Bible, and small clock. It's 1:17 a.m. Soon I'll drive my Chevy east on County Road 616 and, if all goes accordingly, meet fate head-on. The thought dizzies me. Slowly the room diffuses into a kaleidoscope of reddish shadows while an ammonia smell stings my nostrils. My life has been nondescript, if not insignificant. I have accomplished nothing of importance and have experienced little success beyond a high school gridiron. I am not, however, unintelligent, yet my life has been mired in suffocating hopes.